Zog de Gemara daf chof heil mit beiz, the fourth line, the fifth line. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah says that ein madlikin be itron. Itron is the foul smell, the pitch. Rashi says psoilis de zifta. So it's a bad smell because of kovet Shabbos. Zog de Gemara my timer. What's the reason you can't light with it? Or marov mitoch sherechoy ra, because it's a bad smell. So, you might leave. If you might leave the home that you're in, the room that you're in, the place that you lit, which is the Makom Seuda, so then it's a problem. You might leave. So leave. What's wrong with leaving? So leave. So he told him, it's a choyver. It's a choyver to have hadlokas ner b'Shabbos. And if you're going to leave, and the purpose of the Hadlokas Ner is to have this covered by the Suda Shabbos, so because you're taking away this cover that you have by the Suda, because it's going to be dark, so then you're being mevatel the whole mitzvah. The Omer Rav Nachman Bar Azav, the Va'amil Omer Rav Nachman Bar Rova, Omer Rav, Hadlokas Ner b'Shabbos choyva. It's a choyv. Rechitzis yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin arvis reshus. Vashenken rechitzis yadayim v'raglayim, taking a... We call it a shower or a bath, but really it's chitz yadayim v'raglayim. Bechamin is a reshus. It's a reshus, not an obligation. Erev Shabbos. It's not an obligation. V'ani yom a mitzvah. Meaning it's more than that. The Shita Laran is Gervis over here. He says it's a minig, and that's why you're not mevarach on it. It's not a real mitzvah. It's a minig. But akoponim, it's not a choiva like Hadlokas Ner is. Hadlokas Ner is a choiva, you talk make a bracha, and Rechitz Yadayim V'Raglayim Echam and Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah, or it's a reshus, or it's a minig akoponim, but it's less than that. Now, this Gemara, before we go into the Gemara Vayta Legabi, the mitzvah of this Hanhog of Rechitz Yadayim V'Raglayim, the Gemara starts off saying that Shem Yanichen V'Yetze, you might leave. So first of all, the Prima Godim over here says, if a person only has one candle, one ner, all he has is this itron, this pitch. So he says, ein sofik moitzi midevadai, and you light it. Why? Because since the Gemara only says, shemo yetze, you might leave. So you might leave. If you have something else, of course you use something else. But if it's only a shemo dikadin, ein sofik moitzi midevadai, by ner echot, if it's all you have, then how about you use it? Now the Gemara that says, before the Gemara gives the teretz of Shani Alokas Ner Shabbos is a choiva, so the Beis Halevi has a kasha. According to the Rambam Shita, we had what's the reason of the Hadlokas Haner? If the Hadlokas Haner is that a person, what we said before, what was the chash of the Psulei Shmanim? Was it because of Shema Yate, or the Rambam said in Pirsh Mishnayis it's because Shema Yetze, you might leave. A flickering light, you might leave, you won't stay there. So what do you mean you might leave? What is Abaye saying v'yetze? Doesn't the ikach yisoid of that look is there? What is the Gemara saying v'yetze? Before the Gemara even gives the teretz, the alzeh on the don, that's the whole reason of lighting. They shouldn't be yotze. You leave because it's a bad smell. You leave because it's a bad smell. The Rambam says you don't use the flickering lights is because the ones that are psulei shmanim is because shema yetze. So then, what does the Gemara's kasha v'yetze? Leave. The Gemara has to answer. Hadlokas Ner b'Shabbos choyva. What do you mean v'yetze? That's alzeh on the donin. That's the whole reason of that Hadlokas Ner. That's Beis Levi discusses this according to Shitz Rambam. Now the Gemara gives the teretz of choyva. Zok Rashi v'yetze ma'ich paslon. The Gemara's hamin. Enter the Gemara choyva. Kovet Shabbosu. It's a din kovet. She'ein suda chshuva el b'makom or kein yamama. It's only considered a chosh of a suda when it's light over there. Ke'en or ke'en yamama at daytime. In fact, basa yuma. The Gemara says that a person assume it doesn't enjoy his food. Don't see it. You never satiate if you don't see it. Part of the satiation is seeing the food. So that's gufa chelka de suda. Chsuda shuva el b'makom or ke'en yamama. So that's the din in kovet Shabbos. Zok teisus hadlokas ner b'Shabbos choyva. Pirush. The makam seuda, the choyvihi she yisur b'makam aner. Why is it a choyvah to yisur b'makam aner? Mishum oineg. So Taisa not like Rashi. Taisa learns it then oineg Shabbos. Rashi learns it then kovet Shabbos. What is the difference between oinig and covet? So does he, Achronim discussed this at length, the Yisraelis take the differences between oinig and covet. There's two dinim taka. The Rambam is minor both. There's a din covet, there's an oinig, there's an shalom bayis also. But in the etzim din of covet and oinig, first of all, covet, the pshat is that you have to mechabed the Shabbos. The Rambam says you have to do it before Shabbos. Of course you have to do it before Shabbos. But the pshat is the whole din covet is pre-Shabbos, being mechabed the Shabbos. Just like you go to the fish store and you buy fish for Shabbos, here it's a covet Shabbos to be matlik the ner. It's a din covet Shabbos. The din oinig is a din in the Shabbos alein, being ma'anig the Shabbos. So that's the reason of covet, you need a ma'isa hadlaka. Oinig, as long as it's lit. That would be enough kamina. Oinig, as long as it's lit. This is a chiv to madlik. But mitzad oinig, it's lit in the room, so you have an oinig Shabbos. It's not, you're not sitting b'choshech. Another enough kamina is that the ikki yisoid is b'mokam suda. Really, the oinig is b'mokam suda. Kovri is b'mechabit Shabbos. Yes, you do it b'mokam suda, but the ikki is what you do be pre-Shabbos, be mechabit Shabbos. Mashenk and Oinig is B'mokam the Suda itself. That's the Mokam that you take a light. That's Taka where we light. We light B'mokam the Suda. First, I have the question, where the light? The Ikad Loka is... So it's B'mokam the Suda. Now, Tezus fears us, and Tezus says, Ava b'had loka's ne'a gufa, la'ava parach habayi, the pshita, the choyvi. There's no question that Maisa had loka is not a... is posha, that's a choyv. Dot na'an al gimel ha'veich no'a shemesis. Hashem is dealing with loka's ne'er. Avada there's a choyv to light, but midin oinig, that the Gemara has to answer, that the Gemara says that it's not a pshita, and the Gemara has to answer, hadonks neb Shabbos choyvet, this chidish din of oinig, but it's a chiyav of adloka, but it's a din of oinig Shabbos. So the Biskrov, many Achorim discussed the din of oinig, the Biskrov in stencils brought down, that like I said, that oinig is a din in Shabbos alein, and covet is a din before Shabbos, to mechabit the Shabbos pre-Shabbos. The stipler says, the Gemara says earlier, Shalay Yakdim v'lo Yacher. Shalay Yakdim is a din in Kovet Shabbos. Din Oinig, what's the din of Shalay Yakdim? As long as you have light on for Shabbos, what's the din of Shalay Yakdim? So it's din in Kovet. One of the nafkaminis that brought down in Achonim is on Yontif. On Yontif Be'etzim, you can theoretically light at night also. So if it's a din oinig, so then you can light at night. But if it's in covet, mechabed the yontif. So mechabed the yontif is pre-yontif, you mechabed it. So then it's an Indian taka to light earlier. You could light both. La halacha, you can light at night also. But the Achronim want to say that midin covet, there's an Indian to light before yontif, like you always do before. If you do it, you can light both midina, but it's geter and more in covet. There's a famous kivega that says that a woman that forgets to say Yalav Yovai on Yontif, so she doesn't have to be Choyzer. Why? Because a woman is part from Oinig Yontif. It's a mitzvah, it's a man groma. So Zog Nachayim, Zog Mishmo Wazowski, that's all like having a din of Oinig on Yontif. Masha Enkin over here, especially if he's saying that it's midin covered. So maybe near Chanukah, near Shabbos is an oinig, so maybe she put from oinig. Said, no, here in the oinig licked around, the din covered also Zakhtab Shmuel. And the covered is a din that's not Zman Groma, that's before Yontif. So maybe that would not be considered Zman Groma. Like Abid Bikvegis Kash on Yalav Yovel, which is a din oinig, here's a different din oinig. The oinig mit that din covered, so then maybe she would be chayvin there. Obviously, she's in there, chayvin there Yontif. As it would not be considered Zman Groma because it's before Yontif the din covered. Now, Tosis over here, the next Tosis, Sotis the Tosis, Zak Tosis, Choyva. We said that a lokesh ner Shabbos is a choyva. Rechitza is a mitzvah, or it's a reshus. Zok Teis is a gabi chitzi yadayim, b'chamin kol a choyva. The reason why ner is called a choyva, klapi rechitzi yadayim. The lava kol kach mitzvah, it's not so much a mitzvah, meaning rechitzi yadayim is lo have a kol kach mitzvah. Umayim achoynim kol a choyva, mishum sakona. Mayim achoynim is called a choyva because of the sakona shaboy. The melech's doimis. Now there's a sheet in Tosis that says Yesh Roitzim. V'yesh Roitzim, these are Yesh Mefarshim in Tosis. The Ein Levorach Adlokas Ner, we make a bracha. But there's a Yesh Mefarshim, Yesh Roitzim, that want to say you're not Mevorach Adlokas Ner. Why? Midikor Lechoiva. Because it's called a Choiva. Just like Mayim Achoinim is called a Choiva, V'ein Tunim Bracha. Mayim Achoinim is called a Choiva, Klapi Rishoinim. And you don't make a bracha. So Choiva is not a Choiva bracha. Zog the Benetam, not like that. Vom Benetam, the Shibushu, it's a mistake. The Loi Domi Le Mayim Achoinim. The Loi Avela Hatzola Be'alma. Mayim Achoinim is only protection. Hatzola. from Melech's Doimis. Avladokas Neri, Choyvish on Mitzvahs Oynik Shabbos. It's the mitzvah of Oynik, so how do you make a bracha? The Kama Choyvish Hena Tuna Bracha, there's many Choyvish that are Chayvish Bracha. Umasha Metam Acher, the Yesh Beforshim want to say, Shalol Levorich, Bishum Shim Hoysa Mudlekas Vaymeris. If let's say it was lit already, that's what we said before, let's say it's very lit. They hold, you don't have to re-extinguish it. The main thing is the oynik. Oynik is enough if it's on. What's the, you don't have to do a maisad. So, according to them, you don't have to re-extinguish. That's what you're talking to make a bracha. If let's say the wind is mechasa the dam, you're potter. Just like over here, it's lit. Lu Yitzur, that they're right, that you don't have to extinguish it. Rabbi Tam is going to argue, but Lu Yitzur, they're right. That doesn't absolve you from the bracha. Why? Because Kitsi Adam, if it's on its own covered, you're not mechuyev to mechasa. But if you loch shemechasa, it's all levarich. So we see the mitzvah Kitsi and mevarich, even though if it's done on its own, you've fulfilled the mitzvah. V'chein oilad mol. Noilad mol. Ikel man domen ein zog lat dam dam bris. You don't have to be mat dam bris. But still, when you're mol, tani b'shil peka b'lozen emili, hamol oime, you make a bracha. So we see clearly, just because if it's done, if it's mudlik v'oymed, that you yoytze, lu yitzur, that doesn't mean they don't make a bracha when you are madlik. Uv'seder av amam yesha madlik ne'er b'shabbos m'vorech ha'shek tzonu, we make the bracha. V'oyni l'ben entam shimo, ya ne'er mudlik v'oymed, l'ben entam argued b'yisoyed on this whole hanocha that they make. Shetzor l'chaboyitze v'lachz l'hadlik. It's a din covered, not just oynig, I've always said oynig, but you have to do a maisa adloka. K'domal u'ar sova, uvach le'yakdim. So we see again, uvach le'yakdim doesn't mean that if you lit it too early, I mean, pshat is, uvach le'yakdim means that there's a maisa adloka that you have to make. And being makdim is not called a maisa adloka, it's too early, be pre-plug. Uvach le'yakdim, also we see akoponim, that the le'yakdim is a raya akoponim, there's a maisa adloka. So there's a big red nachroinim. There's this two yisuristic machlokes between the Yesh Roitzim Loimar and the Rabbeinu Tam. So, number one, we see Kisi Adam and we see Mila. Kisi Adam and Mila, how did they learn? How did the Yesh Beforshim, the Yesh Roitzim Loimar learn? The Chari Kisi Adam needs a bracha. So what are you saying? Just because it's Mudlak V'Oimed, Kisi Adam is also, it's if it's Mechus, you know, Yoitzah. So, some of you want to say that Kisi Adam and Mila, the reason why I'm Mevorech, because that's the Gufa Mitzvah. They learned that Kisi Adam and Mila is the Gufa Mitzvah. Mashekin Adloka, according to them, is only a Heksha Mitzvah. It's only in order that it should be light by the meal, lit by the meal. So Mela, it's not klapi that, you attack and not make a brocha. Mashekin Taisel learns, no, it's not just a Heksha, it's a Gufa Adloka. It's a Mais Adloka. True, it's Oynik, but it's a Mais Adloka that you need. Kein Adloka is a Mitzvah. You need a Mais Adloka. Similarly, there's a famous Morgan Avram. If a woman goes to a chuppah, brings a shaylev from a friyadika, and they don't want to light too early, they can't light too early. Is it better to light early and then only make a bracha later when it's lit, bisman that you could make a bracha, even though it's mudlik for oymet, or it's better to ask a goy to light for you after shkia when you come home, ben hashmoshes? So that's a famous discussion in Achronim. He says that you shouldn't ask a goy, it's a shvus. What do you mean you can't ask a goy? A goy can't do a maisa shlichas for you. Ain't shlichas la'akum. How can he do a maisa adloka for you? So some achayin want to answer this marash, I think the Magen Avraham brings, that pshat is that the maisa adloka is only a tenai ba'alma. The ik is that it should be lit. And it is lit. The ik mitzvah is oynik that it should be lit. So, but Kvege clearly learned not like that. Kvege learned you need a maisa adloka. And a goy can't be a shlich for this maisa. So we see akoponim, this discussion, if it's a maisa adloka, the Yesh Roitzim Loimar learned that it's not a maisa adloka, it's only a hechshed adloka, or the lahadlik is the gufa mitzvah, the hadloka is a mitzvah, there's a maisa adloka that you need. Aloha, obviously, we do a maisa adloka, and we have to light a dafka shalayakdim, there's a maisa adloka you have to done, and it's not just that the lights are on, so mele you don't need it. So you asked before, electricity, you have it, right, you have it, but there's a maisa adloka that you have to do. In order for the Kovet Shabbos, for the Oynik Shabbos, even for the Oynik, there's a Mais Adloka. Kovet for sure, Chavadit. But for the Oynik also, there's a Mais Adloka that you do.
Turning on the light is not a Mais
Adloka. Turning on the light, that's a question. If electricity is considered a Mais Adloka, that's a question. If a person in the hospital is stuck, so you'd be a Soymach on that. Shlomi Zalman, Kiyadua. But we see a component, there's a Mais Adloka that you need to do.
I thought
Mark was
asking that, what does it help?
Like, what does it help? Why am I honey
light? Like?
That's also discussed in Achronim. Sometimes you're saying you have a person that's 50 spotlights in his home. What's two little tea lights going to do? So mitzat covered for sure. Mitzad Oynig, maybe it also enhances somewhat.
For Moshe says because it might be a blackout.
Very good. So it's vital being manic.
You have your blackout.
So, very good, very good.
You might need it.
So you don't have the Shema Yetzeh. You don't have the Shema Yetzeh now.
You're gonna right? You might end up needing it.
Right, right. Blackout, you won't have the light. Here, you'll have it.
Yitzchak Kozlov says, the first time he heard this from Moshe, like, he was like, stickle snickering, like, you know, come on, how long does it happen?
Right.
In the middle of his daughter's shadow breath, his father all the guests, boom, blackout. He says he feels that it was like,
wow.
A little bit of a, you know, you think it's a little off, right?
One of that, you shouldn't have a generator, maybe.
So the Gemara said that Rechitza is a mitzvah. Well, we wanted to first say, Chitzi Adam Raglaim Mechamin Arish is Rishus, Vani Yom Mitzvah. Or the Rishita, the other Rishonim say, Minig. What's this mitzvah? What's this Rishus? What's this Minig? What is this mitzvah of Rechitza? Zog Mo, the Omer Rav, Yudom Rav, Kachoy Min Hogoy, Sher Rabbi Yudom Rabbi Loi. This was the Minig of Rabbi Yudom Rabbi Loi. Erev Shabbat Min Loi, Yagev Malay Chamin. Erev Shabbat, they brought him a bucket of hot water. The Roichet, Ponavi Yodav Rag, Love, and he washed his hair, his face, his hands and his feet. Bring, I think, Bizman Azeh, where we wear shoes, even the din of Rechitza on the Raglaim is not the same as on Yadayim V'ponov. U'misatav Yoshev, and he sat, and he was misatav himself, he covered himself, V'yoshev v'sadinim ha'mitziyotin, we sat with sadinim, made out of linen, mitziyotin with tzitzis. V'doim l'malach Hashem Tzvokos, and he appeared like a malach Hashem Tzvokos, he was wearing white sadinim, white, all ready for Shabbos, he was doing like a malach. His talmidim were mechaber their own kanfik susam.
They hid them
because they did not put tzitzis on their cornered begodim of sadinim. Omalan, so he told them, "Bonai, loik achshenitzel lechem. Didn't I teach you sadin b'tzitzis? If you have linen on a beged, and what about the mitzvah of tzitzis? B'shamay poitrin because of kilayim." They don't dash in the smuch in the kiddin. U besilam echayvin. Besilam echayvin. Besilam echayv, meaning sadin betzitzis is chayv. Sadin is chayv betzitzis. Gedilin tasilacho. There's no problem of kilayim. U besilam echayvin. And we pass it like besilal. Valoch de besilal. So that's why I wear tzitzis, which is tchelet, which is wool, on begonim that are linen, and there's no problem of kilayim, of shatnes, because it's we dash and smuchin and b'mokim tzitzis. It's mutter b'mokim the mitzvah. That's what he had. Yet it's mutter. Yeah, preferred. That's a whole discussion of what kind of beged is minon be'ena minon. But upon him, he held it was mutter. Kong to be silo. V'inu savri they held. They didn't pass it like b'shamai. No, that's not the reason why they didn't wear it. V'inu savri gzerim shum ksus lailo. Meaning, when are you chayvin tzitzis? Only ksus yoyim uriisem. Exus Lila is potter in tzitzis. Exus Lila, if you would have a sadinim with tzitzis, then you'd be oivan kilayim, because there's no het of tzitzis. Tzitzis only, but mokam mitzvah, then it's kilayim is mutter. But shalai mokam mitzvah not. So they were goyza, they were choysha, they were concerned that if you put on sadinim with tzitzis, you might wear it at night. And if you wear it at night, then it's your oivan kilayim, because it's not mokam mitzvah. So the goyza mishum exus Lila. So that they didn't put on tzitzis on the sadinim, even in the daytime, lest you sleep with it at night. And if you sleep with it at night, it's ksus lila is potter. We pass ksus lila is potter. Some people don't sleep with tzitzis at night, bedavka. Some people do, but some people, because maybe it's ksus yoyim v'lila, but some people bedavka don't, because they don't want their tzitzis to turn into ksus lila, and ksus lila is potter. And if it's potter, then you've been patting yourself from your ganze beged. If that's the ikka, if it becomes Iksus Laila, if a person sleeps a lot, then it becomes Iksus Laila. Then Iksus Laila beyoim, then it's a problem of Iksus Laila is b'chal nat chayvin tzitzis. But akoparim, that's different in hogim. But what's the pshat in this zera? I lemaisa hind they're being so the achronim want to say, or actually Tyson Yevomis says Naftzadi, that it's yesh koich biat kom lakadom and atori b'shev al taisa, because b'shev al taisa they're saying that you're not putting on tzitzis. The chachamim, they were goy. This is the chachamim we're talking about. They were goys. The mishum ksus laila is yesh koich biat chachamim lakadom and atari b'shev al taisa, but not putting on tzitzis. I maybe putting on this beged is considered a maisa. When they're putting on this sadinim, it's a maisa. So it's not b'shev al taisa. They're doing a maisa. So the teretz is that no, you're only chayv in tzitzis after the ma'aseh atifa. Kol zman it's in your closet, it's not a beggar that you chayv yet. You only chayv when you're wearing it. And when you're wearing it, so then it's b'shev al taisa that you're over. Because then pshat is you're not doing a ma'aseh. When you're wearing it, that's when it becomes a beggar. And when it's a beggar, when you're wearing it, then it's b'shev al taisa. Come on, that's Tosfos Yevamos. Why it's called a shev al taisa? Zok di gemara vayta, the gemara dash is not a psukim in eicha. We just said that lokas ne'er Shabbos is covered Shabbos. Zok di posuk in eicha. Vatizdach mishloim nafshi noshisi toivo. That Sholem left us by the Chum Beis HaMikdosh and we forgot all the Tevis that we had. What is that referring to? Zog Momar Vatizmach Sholem Nafshi, Om Rabavohu, Zuad Lokas Ner B'Shabbos. That in Zman of the Chum, there was no light to light Ner Shabbos. And when there's no Shabbos, there's no Ner Shabbos, there's no Sholem. Like Rashi says, Ein Ner, Ein Sholem. Then besides Kovd and Oynik, there's also a din of Sholem Ba'ayis. So that's Mishalom Nafshi. What is Noshisi Toiva? Zogdemor Om Reb Yom Yuzu Beis HaMerchatz, that there was no Rechitza in the Zman HaChurban. There was no hot water. Zogdemor Reb Yechonon Omar. Zu Rechitza Zedayim Raglayim Bechamin. There was no hot water to do Rechitza Zedayim Raglayim Erev Shabbos. Reb Yitzchak Navcha Omar. Mitanoi Bekelim Noim Shev Oleho. That was lacking in the Beis in the Zman HaChurban. Reb Yabel Omar Zu Mitamutzas. Ve'ishim Gushetes. Letamir HaChomen. That was lacking in the Zman HaChurban. The mita that was mutzas and the isha mekushetes that was mesuk and isha that was mehugun b'maseo for talmid chachomim. So the Gemara Rabbanon Ezu Osher, who's called an Osher? So the Rashi Nafkemina is lemitach laduri milsa. So the Gemara Kol sheyesh nachas ruach ba'oshroi. He has nachas ruach in his osher. His nachas ruach. So the Rashi, what is nachas ruach ba'oshroi? Sameach bechelko ima'atim rav. He's sameach with what he has, if it's a lot or a little. Divrei Rameyer. So the Gemara Simen matkas. So the Gemara mat. Kaz, mem is a meyer, test is tarfen. Reb tarfen oime, what's called an osher? Who's called an osher? Kol sheyesh kuf komim. He has 100 vines, vineyards. Umeyer saw his 100 fields. Vekuf avodim, and 100 slaves. Shoivdim behen, that work on it. So Rashi learns, what is the mile of this hundreds? So Rashi, shoivdim behen, besdois avoida, hatzicholahem. Pshat is, I have all that I need. 100 slaves, 100 fields, one slave per field. Pshat is, I have every person in charge, whatever I need, I have. The Mashal learns, fakert, someone who has, meaning he says, v'loshen of oyev kesef lo yizba kesef. Even 100 fields and 100 soldiers and 100 scum and 100 slaves won't suffice if you're not going to be sameach, because that can't make you rich. It's not going to make you oisha.
If you're not happy and sameach b'chelkoi.
Rabbi Kiva Oymer, kosh isha isha noe b'maisim. If you have an isha noe b'naisim, then you call an oisha. Rabbi Yosi, I mean, kosh is a base kisei, some of the shachanoi. If you have a base kisei, we take that for granted. Baruch Hashem, we have a base kisei. I'm all you have to go to our house. Some of the shachanoi, that's called an oisha. Tani Rabbi Shimon Lozer Oimer. Oh, those are the different shittas. Legabi, who's called an oisha? Zok the Gemara. Finish the last Gemara. Tani Rabbi Shimon Lozer Oimer. Eim adlikim betzori. You can't use balsam oil. Why not? It smells very good. My timer. Before we said you can't use itron because it smells very bad. You leave. Over here, you can use something that's very good. Why not? My time, Omer Rabbe, mitoch shereicha noidif. Because it smells so good, gzeir Hashem yistapek mimenu. You might take some of the oil because it smells so good. You'll take it away from while it's being lit. And that's a gram kibui. Like upon him, you might be mechabit when you're taking from the oil itself. You have to know exactly if it's gram or not. But mistapek yichai mishu mechabe. Mimsechas beya, zok drashi, daf chav beizom et aleph. So that's why you can't use balsam. Because of the good smell, you might take it and you'll be oivan kibui. Just like if you tilt it and it lights better when it flickers, you're mavir. So if you remove it, you consider mechaber. Zok di gemara omle abaya lema mar daf chavavam et aleph imneshu af. Why don't you say the reason is because it sparks. So drashi v'nidvak bekoisle abayis u'madik zabayis samasakona. So you'll come to be mechaber. You come to be mechaber. Number one, because it's af. You might come to utilize some of it, and you'll be mistapik, and then you're mechaber. The last maisa, there was a shviga that was nila likalse. She despised and hated her what's it called? Her daughter-in-law. So she told him, "Zil ikshid b'mashcha dafarsimo, go perfume and put on mashcha dafarsimo on you." Ozla ikshid, she went and she perfumed herself as mashcha dafarsimo, this type of oil. Kiasis, and when she came all perfumed up and anointed herself as Mashkada Fasima, remember, the Shviga didn't like the daughter-in-law. What did she tell her? Kiasa Omrlo, Zil Itli Shago, do me a favor, can you light this a candle for me? She lit a candle, Ozlo, Atla Shago, in Pachbanuga Vachalto, and she was consumed by the candle. It caught flame to her Mashkada Fasima that was all around her, and that's how the Shviga got rid of the daughter. You call that a nasty mother-in-law. I hear that. Like upon him, the Gemara brings this in, legabe mashkara fasma, that it lights well, I guess. We'll stop over here. All right.